My life is a joke. Actually, that's not true. It's too tragic to be funny, but it is a total disaster. You might think that I sound a teensy bit drama queenish here, but that's only because you don't know the full horror. You see, tomorrow is my first day at secondary school, and already I know I am going to be the girl everyone points at laughing. Honestly, it will be worse than the time I accidentally flashed my bobbly grey pants in assembly when I was 5 and earned the nickname Miss Nappy Knickers for a whole year, and that was bad enough.
I suppose this might sound odd, but at Hailsham, the lunch queue was one of the better places to have a private talk. It was something to do with the acoustics in the Great Hall. All the hubbub and the high ceilings meant that so long as you lowered your voices, stood quite close, and made sure your neighbours were deep in their own chat, you had a fair chance of not being overheard. In any case, we weren't exactly spoilt for choice. Quiet places were often the worst, because there was always someone likely to be passing within earshot. And as soon as you looked like you were trying to sneak off for a secret talk, the whole place seemed to sense it within minutes and you'd have no chance. So when I saw Tommy a few places ahead of me, I waved him over, the rule being that though you couldn't jump the queue going forwards, it was fine to go back. He came over with a delighted smile, and we stood together for a moment without saying much, not out of awkwardness, but because we were waiting for any interest aroused by Tommy's moving back to fade. Then I said to him, "You seem much happier these days, Tommy. Things seem to be going much better for you."
"Oh, you notice everything, don't you, Kath?"
He said this completely without sarcasm.
"Yeah, everything's all right. I'm getting on all right."
"So, what's happened? Did you find God or something?"